Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Every flipping time I have to change the sound cards on this thing. That little jingle you just hear never comes out the cart fader. What's going on with that? It changes itself so it comes out the speakers. No, I don't want to hear it. It's flipping me. Anyway, we shouldn't moan. I think I might be in one today. It's a stressful day. And I gave blood again. And the person who was, you know, doing my deposit, I don't know what they call it, was right moody. And it just set me off on a bad one. Said something about, oh, it's a bit tricky to find a vein. Did you have plenty of fluids today? I said, yeah, I had the pint when I got here and I had a pint before. She went, that's not enough. Well, you just say drink lots of fluids. She went, no, you need 3 pints before you come here. All right, calm down. And then she was saying that it makes her job harder if we don't take... She said it's always men as well. Like, okay, now you've got issues. So what's going on here? Then she was saying... And here's another reason why you've got to have extra fluids. You've got a very fine vein. And I said to her, that's the closest you've come to a compliment since I've sat down. And she didn't understand. She went, I didn't mean fine as in it's... I get that. And then she tried to tell me again, something that she told me 4 times. I was this close to saying to her, what do you want? Blood. But I think she probably would have heard that joke before. And eventually she wrote down in my notes... that advice on extra fluids was kindly given. She read that to me and I said, kindly? And she said, yeah, I put that in there because some people call up to complain. Of course they do, because you've got no flipping interpersonal skills coming from me who can't stand people. And she walked away. She went, anyway, thanks. And I went, thanks, there it is, there's kindly. And maybe I'm never invited back. I mean, she then was the one doing the injection. It really hurts. I probably shouldn't have actually wound her up. But no, I felt it was a win. Anyway, so that's that part of the story. I also went through the newspapers, found some news stories, talked about them on radio, edited it down, turned it into a podcast, and it came out like this. So I gave blood. Not that I'm going to go on about this all the time. Of course I am. I'm better than... For a 48-hour period, I get to make it seem like I'm better than other people. I gave blood. And not that I think my blood's really special, but I imagine for the next couple of weeks there'll be some stories about people gaining superhero powers for like a day, because my blood won't last forever. And that's what I think. That's what I think is going on here. Plus, also, on the show, Luke Littler is in the news. Hull is in the news. Oh, dear. Adrian's Wall has turned up for the books. Matt Hancock returns to the news. Oh, that's worse. And Cola, in case anyone's trying to drink more fluids... It's not one recommended by the nasty nurses who try and take your blood. Anyway, more on that later. Do you remember when we were talking about Luke Littler loads? Because he was apparently 16, air quotes, 16. And he's good at darts. And that's basically all we know about him. The Luke Littler effect has been seen to boost pubs offering drinkers the chance to play darts. That's interesting, isn't it? People have seen Luke Littler playing darts and they're like, I'll nip down the boozer and play darts. At the moment, I got no statistics here on kebab sales, but I get the fit. There must have been a bit. I imagine, and I mean this with love, he's, you know, a better person than I am, but I just sit here making snide comments. If Luke Littler, when he was famous, he would A, make more people play darts, B, make more people eat kebabs, and probably C, make people really up their anti-aging cream regime. Do you know what I mean? Take one look at that and think, I am not doing enough. Were you okay yesterday when Facebook went down for a short time and I got news alerts on my phone. Bing! A new push alert from the BBC. What's happening? Facebook's down. Ah. A website isn't working temporarily and that's a news alert? I mean, yeah, Facebook's not available. What are you going to do? Stalk your ex the old-fashioned way? Jellyfish are in the news. That's what we're here to talk about. Jellyfish proteins are being harvested for a spray that can grow fingerprints in just 10 seconds. Instead of having to put a spray on there and wait for a while and then take the fingerprint, you can take a fingerprint using jellyfish protein, a fluorescent substance that could make catching criminals faster. I mean, that's not the thing slowing us down, is it? The amount of time it takes to take a fingerprint seems to be not the bottleneck in solving crimes in the UK. Plus also, it's making humanity look bad. We've got a chemical over there that'll do it, but we might start farming and pulping jellyfish because, you know, TikTok. Ouch. Sorry, jellyfish. Households are being urged to count the plastic that they chuck away so we can cut back on it. The big plastic count run by Greenpeace. Reminding, I mean, look, no one's going to be saying, oh, yeah, you know, throw more of it away. So this is going to be about telling us off, isn't it? I must admit, I don't throw away more than I have to. I mean, I just throw away the plastic that comes in the house. It feels like it's not my fault. It's the shop's fault for putting plastic on things. What am I going to just keep it? And then I realised that's what we used to do, isn't it? Before Bags for Life, we used to get carrier bags and not throw them. They never ended up in landfill. They ended up in one cupboard in your kitchen that was ram full of it. If anything, that was technically carbon capture. There's a story in the news of a 70-year-old from Brazil who says he's addicted to drinking cola. And, well, he says Coca-Cola, so maybe he is one of those few people who, if you walk in a bar and you say, can I have a Coke, please? And they go, it's Pepsi, all right. He actually might go, is it? Beep! As like, and just push over a chair, storm out. How the, this guy with a Pepsi? Are you kidding? He might be that guy. But he's 17, he says he doesn't like water. He said he went head-to-head with his cardiologist and endocrinologist. Get the feeling that you might just be lucky rather than more of an expert than they are. Do you know what I mean? But there's always stories like that. And the newspapers finds a 100-year-old. So what's the secret to living a long time? They go, I have a whiskey every day and a cigar of an evening. And it's, and this is a woman, obviously. And it's not killed me yet. A secret to long life. I mean, for you, it's not the secret to it. It's just not killed you. But statistically, we already know that it does. But we cling to the hope, don't we? Cling to the hope. And it says holidays and relationships are things that women are more likely to discuss with their work pals than a partner. Of course they are. Because if that's one conversation about having a relationship when you were on holiday, you're not going to tell the person you cheated on. It feels like that's the most pointless survey anyone has ever done. Good news, good science news. The world's first healthy goat clone has been born. Yay! Good, because we were... Stay there. Were we running out of goats? No, we weren't? Okay. They cloned a goat, though. Why are they... Was it a good one? It's just a normal goat. Thanks, scientists. And the reason, look, I'm sure it's impressive. They've managed to clone a goat. I couldn't do that. I couldn't clone a goat. I could just get two of them to breed, but... It was created in a lab in China using the same technique that produced Dolly the Sheep in 1996. That's a good reminder, isn't it? We've been able to clone things like sheep since 96. You ain't telling me a goat's that different. Do you know what? Again, not a cloning expert. If you can do a sheep, I kind of presumed you could have done a goat. You could have just taken a week off or however many years that's been. Since 30 years? Heading into 30 years later, what have you managed to get yourself? Goat. Although goat sometimes is quite tasty, so sometimes better than sheep. All right, you've convinced me. Worrying news from South Korea. They could become extinct because their birth rate... Look, there was a story over here. Our birth rate has dipped below 2. That's not great. Not my fault. I've churned out 2 kids. I'm potente. However, in South Korea, it says here... I'll read the story word for word for you because they're really blaming the women. It says, South Koreans could become extinct because women aren't having babies. Yeah, I mean, fair enough, but maybe the blokes need to do some sort of input. Experts have warned that the plunging birth rates could see the nation die out within 700 years. But what upsets me even more about this story, remember the facts again, right? Women in South Korea, not having babies. They didn't go with the headline, Korea Women. You're kidding me, that's staring you in the face and you didn't bother. Ugh. In failing to enjoy yourself news, I've got a few here. The number of cigars that smokers have in Britain has plummeted in the last decade. Of course it has. Smoking has plummeted and cigars are traditionally linked to celebrating things and no one's doing that anymore. Nothing to celebrate. Cider fans are facing a shortage of cider. Experts say that the winter's been too warm and the spring too cold to produce a good apple crop. So they'll be very upset in the car parks. That's where cider's drunk, isn't it? From a weird bottle thing. And sunshine is the best thing for putting a smile on Brits' faces. Feeling the sun on your face is top to pole of the simple things that could bring us happiness. So, good news, climate change. There you go, there's a roundup. Right, podcast done. Extra stories we didn't get to cover. A bloke who was having trouble swallowing got the fright of his life when doctors found an octopus down his throat. Eh? Something, something, 6 quid. I'm not sure how the joke would work there. But he'd eaten a sea creature in his meal before he started feeling unwell, was rushed to hospital. Talk about, don't order it that rare. Bloody hell, speaking of rare, steak. Greg's steak bake and pineapple pizzas are among the bizarre booze flavours which could go on sale. Why, are we all pregnant? Do you want to throw up? Hull will be the blueprint for architects when they rebuild obliterated city of Mariupol. Have the people not suffered enough? What else have we got? This one. Adrian's Wall has been hailed a gay icon by English Heritage. Okay, let's read on to see what this is about. The Roman Empire structure, which is 1,900 years old, although it doesn't look it, you know, probably a lot of moisturising, linked to England's queer history, according to the charity. Emperor Hadrian had a string of gay affairs. But on the wall? I mean, I'm sure they all did. Matt Hancock is arrogant and lacks emotion, according to former Royal Marine Commando Jason Fox from being on SAS Who Dares Wins. Imagine, yeah, being called emotionally stunted is one thing. But when you are too much of a psychopath for a Royal Marine, someone who can kill with their bare hands looks at you and thinks, something wrong with you, you're cold. And he was our health secretary, so no wonder it went so bad. Podcast done. You've got all the news that you might have missed otherwise. Subscribe to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. Emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. The brand's good, isn't it? And also, on the description, there's a virtual tips jar to send me 4p. We're aiming for 4 pence today. If you could send me 4 pence on the virtual tips, that would be appreciated. 4 pence. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.